Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquette. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquette. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jensen moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris juggles the ball. That's an error on Harris. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau takes first base on ball 4. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Harris moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lau is walked intentionally. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbukett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone bunts towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Runnels moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen is walked intentionally. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Veal fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lau hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monbouquet hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Veal. The throw from White and he is out, but in applying the tag. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Stevens. Martin reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris is walked intentionally. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. Harris moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lau is walked intentionally. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Sammy White. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Berberet pinch hits for Don Button. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.